This is WMUK's West Southwest Brief. I'm Gordon Evans. Late last year, Kalamazoo Vice Mayor Aaron Knott was named Interim Executive Director of Equality Michigan, the state's largest organization advocating for the rights of LGBTQ people.
We have two arms. One is the political side, where I predominantly spend my time working to pass pro-equality policies at the municipal and state level. And then we have our Department of Victim Services, which serves members of the community who have been victims of violence, discrimination, or harassment.
Last month, the interim was removed from that title, and Knott was named Executive Director of Equality Michigan. Knott joined us to discuss some of the issues important to the LGBTQ community.
You, at one point earlier this year, called 2019 a pivotal year for your organization and its work. How so?
Well, it's pivotal in that we have a pro-equality governor, as well as the Attorney General and even the Secretary of State. And so this positions us to do some pro-equality policy initiatives. We saw that, you know, on January 7th when the governor issued her historic executive directive. We're working with the Secretary of State's office right now on providing a third option on our state IDs to remove barriers related to gender identity. And then with Attorney General Nessel, you know, she has had a number of settlements or victories on behalf of the LGBTQ community, and we're only in the second quarter of 2019.
Advocates have long called for changing state law to include protections against discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. A new attempt to amend the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act was introduced last week. Kalamazoo Democratic Representative John Hoadley is one of the sponsors.
We need to make sure that we put pen to paper, that we put our values into the laws of Michigan, so there is never a question about, will I have protection?
How important is this particular piece of legislation as you see it?
I mean, this is critically important. You know, it's been just about 4 years since marriage became the law of the land. But as we like to say here in Michigan, you can get married on Saturday and fired on Monday for who you love. You know, Michigan is one of 28 states that doesn't have a inclusive civil rights law that protects members of the LGBTQ community. We have about 40 plus municipalities, including Kalamazoo, Portage, and Kalamazoo Township, that provide a local non-discrimination ordinance. But as I tell folks, you know, when my partner Amy and I, you know, if we were to go out to dinner, you know, 2-3 miles from our house, we could potentially be denied service because we identify as gay women.
Does Equality Michigan track reports of discrimination based on just the sort of thing you described there?
We track as much as we possibly can. However, you know, when you're victimized either through discrimination or harassment, you often find there are other external circumstances that complicate the situation. As an example, we know that 46% of LGBT workers aren't out of the closet just yet. So it's a balancing act. Our Department of Victim Services last year served over 400 victims of, again, violence, discrimination, and harassment. We have a goal this year to increase our outreach services to provide 500 plus, you know, supportive services, wraparound services for people that are in crisis. We have 6 pop-up office hours all over the state of Michigan. And again, we're on the ground in communities trying to connect folks to remedies to mitigate whatever crisis that they're going through.
Knott says Equality Michigan is relying on the reports of complaints taken by the Michigan Department of Civil Rights and tracking by national groups.
If you go to Equality Michigan's Facebook page or our website, we have a petition out right now where we're asking folks to fill out a story of discrimination and harassment. That went live Tuesday, right after the bills were dropped in the legislature, and we've received over 100 stories just since Tuesday that I'm in the process of vetting right now.
Opponents of expanding protections under the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act will make the argument about religious freedom. Can religious freedom and equality for LGBTQ people coexist?
I mean, religious freedom is enshrined in our Constitution, in the First Amendment. It's already baked into the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act. I don't think that, you know, my rights or the rights of all LGBTQ Michiganders, we shouldn't be fired or denied housing or kicked out of a restaurant or coffee shop because of who we love, plain and simple.
And someone who claims a religious objection to that, what do you say to them?
I guess I say to them that, you know, the vast majority of Americans and Michiganders believe that we should be afforded the same equal protections as everybody else here in the state of Michigan.
Do you think that this is the year that the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act will be amended?
I'm optimistic. You know, for the first time ever, we have bipartisan support. I've been talking to lawmakers in both parties, particularly in the Republican Party, where folks have told me, you know, they support this. They did not sign the blueback, you know, Representative Hoadley's blueback, but they've talked about how they support this. And again, the vast majority of Michiganders believe that Michigan should be open for all and that nobody should be discriminated against. I think that we have our work cut out for us, but I think that this is the year where we have some momentum. We've recently seen bipartisan, you know, policy move forward, you know, at the Capitol. And I think with Governor Whitmer and her leadership on this issue, that we're going to see some momentum pretty quick.
What are some other big issues out there beyond Elliot Larson that you think the state needs to tackle in the near future?
You know, I think that Michigan needs to join the dozen or so other states that have recently passed a conversion therapy ban. We saw that earlier this week, the city of Huntington Woods passed a local conversion therapy ban. I'm hoping that the city of Kalamazoo will take that work up and look into it. You know, is conversion therapy happening in a city like Kalamazoo? I don't know, but I think it makes a statement, and we can use that. And if we can get other cities across Michigan to say, listen, conversion therapy torturing LGBT kids is unacceptable and it's not going to happen in our community, it sends another message to the legislature that they're on the wrong side of public opinion.
You say you would like the city of Kalamazoo to take this up. Will you propose such a thing?
I will propose such a thing. I'm going to work with the city manager's office and the city attorney's office to talk about the timing, to talk about what it would take. But there are models out there. Again, Huntington Woods just did it. The Human Rights Campaign has a municipal ordinance for things like conversion therapy bans. So I will work with the city manager's office, the city attorney, to talk about what kind of lift it will take and what's the appropriate timing to work on a project like this.
Erin Knott is Kalamazoo Vice Mayor and Executive Director of Equality Michigan. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
In the longer version of the interview, Knott says 2020 will be an important election year for issues of LGBTQ equality.
LGBTQ individuals and allies need to be vigilant. You know, elections have consequences. We've been hearing that now for quite some time. And we need to make sure that we're out in communities and we're talking about issues that matter.
The extended interview is available in WMUK's West Southwest podcast. You can subscribe through Apple iTunes and by searching podcasts in Google Music. WMUK's West Southwest podcast is also available through our website, WMUK.org, and the WMUK app. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.